Your names?
I'm Pat Humphreys.
I'm Sandy O.
Together you make up Emma's Revolution. And you have a song, Occupy the USA. So explain the origins of it.
Well, we got an email post from a friend of ours who's a labor organizer in New York City. And he said, I know what we need. We need the U.S. to invade the U.S. and win the hearts and minds of the people. And we thought, oh, well, if it's an invasion, that makes it a war. And if it's a war, then it'll be funded. Wouldn't that be a great idea? That's what inspired this song. Welcome to the U.S. occupation, to win the hearts and minds, to defend all humankind. Tell the banks and the corporations, we're here to occupy the USA. The Congress and the hedge funds stole our houses and our pensions, conspired to steal our health care at conservative conventions. We're here to stand our ground. We demand our jobs with justice. We're 99% in charge. Now you'll just have to trust us. Welcome to the U.S. occupation, to win the hearts and minds, defend all humankind. Tell the banks and the corporations, we're here to occupy the USA. Stop the XL pipeline in its tracks across the heartland. Reject the filthy energy extracted from the tar sands. Clinton and TransCanada exposed before the nation. Corruption forces us to organize a new invasion. Welcome to the U.S. occupation, to win the hearts and minds, defend all humankind. Tell the banks and the corporations, we're here to occupy the USA. This occupation won't be one with guns or ammunition. We're armed with our integrity and righteous indignation. We do all the work, so we have the power to stop it. No workers, no work, not until we share the profit. Welcome to the U.S. occupation, to win the hearts and minds, defend all humankind. Tell the banks and the corporations, we're here to occupy the USA. We support the unions and our right to organize. Students, homeless, immigrants are strengthening their ties. We have struggled far too long, now let this be a sign. 1% in power meet the other 99. Welcome to the U.S. occupation, to win the hearts and minds, defend all humankind. Tell the banks and the corporations, we're here to occupy the USA. Welcome to the U.S. occupation, to win the hearts and minds, defend all humankind. Tell the banks and the corporations, we're here to occupy the USA. Democratize the USA. We're here to occupy the USA.
Sandy and Pat, you're performing here at Freedom Plaza in Occupy DC. Any thoughts you want to share about this occupation?
We also stopped at Occupy Boston on our way down from Massachusetts, and I think the greatest thing about this is that people are starting it everywhere they are. You don't have to come to D.C., you don't have to go to San Francisco. There's occupations happening everywhere, all the way across the country, and people are here. We've been hearing stories about why people came. This is a woman we just met. It's her first demonstration ever, her first time coming to Washington, D.C., and she's just thrilled to be here to learn what she can do to stand up and speak out and push back. We really need to tell the truth about the issues that we know about and get people moving and change this power structure, because we know how We know how this can be done better without destroying the planet, without destroying each other, and that's really the way we need to move.
It's been so inspiring to meet all the people. There's a lot of folks that, because we play at demonstrations all around the country, you know, sometimes it's the same group of people, it's the usual suspects, but more and more and more, there are all kinds of folks who have never been out before, all kinds of young people, older people, everything in between, you know, all races, ages, sexes. You know, there are people who are just feeling for the first time the power of their own voice and feeling the power of their collective voice. And, you know, to see that emerge in a crowd and to see the crowd grow with that sort of inspiration and that kind of spirit is fantastic. And we've been doing these things for a long time around a lot of different issues, but this is very different. So many different people that come from so many different sectors coming together with this common goal of making sure that the environment is addressed, that the banks are not the ones that, and the richest people in the country, the richest 1% are not the people that have all the money. We're tired of being robbed over and over and over again, and being told that somehow it's patriotic. I can't even say the word. And good for the country for us to give all of our money over to the billionaires. We've had enough now. And, you know, somebody asked, you know, how does this differ from the Tea Party? This is a real grassroots movement. This isn't a movement. This is a movement catered by food, not bombs, not by some fancy, you know, caterer down here. This is a movement that is born of the blood and sweat and contributions of individuals that want to be part of something larger than themselves. They haven't been paid by the Koch brothers or by the RNC or by, you know, any other right-wing media outlet that wants to make sure that the corporate interests get recognized. And so we're delighted to be part of this. It's where the songs come from for us to be in the company of these amazing people.
Well, we're here at Freedom Plaza, half a block away. You just performed in front of hundreds of people outside of the last hearing for the Keystone XL pipeline. This is the pipeline that goes from Alberta, Canada, down to the proposed pipeline, down to the Gulf of Mexico. So that must have been, what was that like?
I think it's really important that people are putting all these issues together. So the XL pipeline is dangerous environmentally, obviously. It's going to go across a very large aquifer that provides the water for people in the Midwest and West there. And it's important because it's about the environment, but it's really about our own lives. If we don't have water to drink, we can't survive. And there are other ways to create jobs. We can create jobs in sustainable energy. We can create jobs fixing the roads and the bridges that we've seen are deteriorating. We don't need oil money and oil jobs to create jobs. And it was a very moving rally. There was a woman who spoke from North Dakota who's from the indigenous population there. And she said she went and spoke to some, there were some union members on the other side because supporting the XL pipeline because they think, okay, we need those jobs. And she went and actually sat with them and talked with them. And one of those union workers said to her, you know, these jobs don't kill anyone. That idea that these oil jobs are killing people, that's just not true. And she said, you are talking to someone who knows a family who was just killed. An oil tanker hit a car with a young family and their two kids. And she started crying as she was speaking to all of us at the demonstration. And it's just important to connect all of these dots. We do need jobs, but we need clean jobs, clean energy jobs. And we do need to protect the environment because it's the only environment we have to live in. It's not going to help if we have jobs that make us money if there's nothing to breathe and there's nothing to drink.
Lastly, you guys, as you said, travel the country for some years now performing, and you have a good feel for activism, and you feel that this is something different here, a movement of sorts.
it's really, you know, it seems to be bubbling up from every stream and every small town and every big city, that people are tired of being abused. People are tired of being told one thing and then finding out that the truth is really something else. I think people have a really deep desire to believe in their institutions and to believe in their leaders, and they keep coming up disappointed. You know, they hear all the campaign rhetoric and all that stuff, but you know, when it's not borne out in their own lives, when they're still losing their houses, when they're still losing their pensions, their health care, their jobs, they feel like no one's listening. And you know, I was even feeling it last night talking to some of the local media here. I felt like he kept asking the same question over and over again. What do people want? And I think that people are tired of having people talk at them and not listen. So this is an opportunity for people to raise their voice all around the country. And we're seeing it happen wherever we go.
Thank you guys for your time. If you want to do one more song, or if time doesn't allow, thank you for your time.
Just have to think of the right You're one.
Right. One of the places that we've been in this last year was Madison, Wisconsin. We went up for the demonstrations there. Because as I said, this is really where the songs come from for us. We love this community, and this community is, you know, just a vast spectrum of the community, and we're always inspired by these gatherings. So when all the
demonstrations were happening in Madison last spring, we made sure to get there and sing at one of those noontime rallies where all the workers who were standing out and had been standing out for, by then, probably 3 or so weeks. This is a song we could have sung to those union brothers and sisters down at the Keystone XL demonstration too. This is for all the workers. We teach your children to plow your roads, clean your office, we hold the heavy loads. We're the workers who make this country run. We tend the gardens and the patients. We are families, friends, and students. And we'll stay here until more. It's time for them to learn. This state house is our line in the sand.
When the people stand together, ain't no power ever stronger. When the people stand together now. When the people stand together, ain't no power ever. stand together now.
Thank you guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Pete.